And in the yeshiva in Yerushalayim, called Beis Kel, Rav Gedalia Chayun was the Rosh Yeshiva. He was the head of the yeshiva, and he had many students that were themselves great Talmidei Chachamim and great learners of the Torah and the hidden Torah. And in that yeshiva was known the greatest of the Kabbalists, the greatest of the Mikubalim used to learn there. And one day, a young man named Shalom Sharabi approached Rav Gedalia Chayun. And he said to Rav Gedalia Chayun, he said, "You have such a very special yeshiva. I was wondering if I could take part in the yeshiva in some small way. I'm not capable of being one of the Talmidim to learn Kabbalah on the level of everyone else, but at least let me be the shamish in the shul. Let me sweep the floors. Let me clean the tables. Let me prepare hot drinks." The Mikubalim used to get up in the middle of the night and say Tikkun Chatzos, the special tefillah to say in the middle of the night. And they would need someone to bring them afterwards some hot drinks. They should be able to continue learning until the morning. Maybe something to eat. And he asked Rav Gedalia, the Rosh Yeshiva, if he could be the one, and will be a great source, a great merit for him. Anything we do to help others learn Torah is a tremendous, tremendous source, a tremendous merit. So he wanted to be that person to be able to do that. And Rav Gedalia Chayun sat and spoke with him for a little bit, and he realized that this wasn't just Stam a person, a simple person. He was himself a fine person with fine midos, and he decided to hire him as the shamash in the yeshiva. And during the time of the special, the shiurim, during the classes that Rav Gedalia used to give on a very high level, all the Talmidim, all the students used to sit around and drink in his every word. They would discuss topics that were very, very, very lofty. And the shamash of the shul, Shalom Sharabi, used to sit in the back during the shiur. He didn't want to make any noise. He didn't want to walk around and do things at that time. He just sat there. And he was a very humble person. So he decided he's going to pretend as if he's sleeping, and he's going to listen to the shiur. So he would sit there and pretend as if he's sleeping. But in truth, he was actually listening to every single word that Rav Gedalia was saying. And over time, he grew to become a great master himself. But no one knew about it, because he was such a humble person, he wouldn't share it with anybody. He would never even discuss Torah with other people, lest they figure out that he's really a big Talmid Chacham. One day, Rav Shalom Sharabi was sitting in the back of the Beis Medrash, and of course, as usual, there was a shiur going on. Rav Gedalia was giving a shiur. And Rav Gedalia came upon a very, very difficult... They were in the middle of a difficult topic, and one of the Talmidim raised his hand, and he asked a question. And the Rebbe did not know when to answer. He didn't have an answer. Even the greatest of Rabbeim, if you ask a very good question, they don't have all the answers. And in this case, Rav Gedalia just didn't have an answer. And he turned to the Talmud and said, "My dear son, I don't have an answer for you." In the back of this Beis Medrash, where Shalom Sharabi was sitting, there was a whole dilemma going on in his mind, a debate. Because as soon as he heard the question, he knew that he had a very good answer. He had risen to such a great level that he had already been on a level that was either equal or even greater than Rav Gedalia. And he had an answer for this question. But he didn't want to tell anybody. As I said, he was an anav. He was humble. He didn't know what to do, though. On one hand, he doesn't want to tell people because he doesn't want them to know that he's such a big Talmid Chacham. Till now, they think he's a simple person. He cleans the Beis Medrash. He's nice to bring them hot drinks and food. But a great Kabbalist, a great Mekubal, no one would know. On the other hand, these people really needed an answer for their question. And to hold them back from having an answer to their question wasn't proper either. If you have a good answer, you try to share it. And this happened one day. It happened another day. And it happened another day that when difficult questions used to arise, and sometimes the Rebbe had an answer, and sometimes the Rebbe didn't. But very often when the Rebbe did not have an answer, Reb Shalom Sharabi did have an answer, but he was still in the back, sleeping. Or at least, that's what everybody thought. One day, Reb Shalom came upon a plan. He said, what I'm going to do is, in the middle of the night, when no one's here, after everybody leaves, the next day, it's going to be the next day, when no one's there, before midnight, before everybody wakes up, I'm going to take out a piece of paper, and I'm going to write down on the piece of paper the answer to the question of the night before. And I will put that piece of paper into the Rosh Hashiva's sefer. And this way, when he opens up the sefer to give the class, he'll open it up, and there will be a paper with an answer. And Shalom Sharabi, Reb Shalom Sharabi did just that. This way, they'll all have the answer, but yet they won't know that it was from him. And so again, the next day, the next night, he was in the back, pretending as if he was sleeping, and the Rebbe opens up his sefer, and lo and behold, a paper falls out, and in the paper, there's something written. So Reb Gedalia takes the paper, and he starts to read it, and he turns white. He says, this is a perfect answer for the question. This is amazing. But why? But who left this in my sefer? And he asked the Talmidim. He said, "Who here? I need to know immediately. Who here amongst you left this paper in my sefer?" And no one raised their hand. And he asked again and again, and no one raised their hand. And in the back, Shalom Sharabi, sleeping. And this went on. It happened once. It happened twice. It happened many times. And it began to really disturb Rav Gedalia, because he understood that there's someone among them that knew the answer, that was greater than he. The great Rosh Hashiva, somebody was even greater than he, and knew all the answers to the questions, and perhaps they weren't treating him with the proper respect. So he really, really wanted to know who this was. And so, he mentioned to his family that this was disturbing him. And his daughter said, "Father, I have a plan." This is obviously happening when no one's in the Beis Medrash. So there's a few hours, late at night till midnight. What I'll do is I'll sit behind the Beis Medrash, where there's a window, and I'll wait there and look through the window for those few hours. And then when the person who leaves it in your Gemara comes by, I'll know who it is. And so she sat there the first night, and she didn't see anybody except for the shamash of the shul, Reb Shalom Sharabi. And he's dutifully cleaning the tables and cleaning the chairs and preparing all the cups and sweeping the floor. And when he got close to the Gemara, to the sefer of the Rosh Hashiva, he left a note in the sefer. But she didn't even bother to watch while he got close to the Rosh Hashiva sefer, because she didn't even suspect that of all people it would be him. No way. She was looking for somebody else. She was waiting to see if somebody else would sneak into the basement. And she waited there one day, 2 days, 3 days. Finally she said, "I have to look much more carefully." And she began to suspect that maybe it was Reb Shalom. And sure enough, that night, there was a question that Reb Shalom had to answer. And he walked next to the Sefer of Gedalia, and he put a note in, and she saw. The daughter of Reb Gedalia saw what happened. And she quickly ran to tell her father. And her father said, I must speak to him immediately. And he went to the Beis Medrash, and he said, Reb Shalom, I need to speak to you immediately. Come to my house. And he came to Reb Gedalia's house, and he sat him down, and he said, Reb Shalom, are you the one who's been putting these notes in the Sefer? And he said, what? How did the Rosh Hashiva find out? He said, tell me, are you the one? And he said, yes, it was me. He said, such a great master, such a great Talmud Chacham amongst us. We didn't know about this. Forgive us that we haven't treated you properly. And he gathered together all the leading members of the yeshiva, and he said to them, from now on, the Rosh Hashiva of Yeshiva's Beis Kehel in Yerushalayim will be Reb Shalom Sharabi. And that's exactly what happened. Beautiful story about learning Torah, an even more beautiful story about being humble, the Midah of Anova.